Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 599, 8 Things to Do During Your Last Month of Pregnancy, because the last few weeks of pregnancy can be tough, but they can also be exciting and special. Mighty Mommy, a 7-time delivery room veteran, shares 8 meaningful ways to spend the last part of pregnancy. The last month of pregnancy is packed with emotion, physical changes, and even anxiety about what the birth and first days with the newborn will be like. Treasure this time by celebrating your body and your growing family with these 8 late pregnancy must-dos. 1. Embrace the power nap. 2. Cook ahead and stock your freezer. 3. Simplify newborn essentials. 4. Feather your nest. 5. Surprise siblings with a gift from the new baby. 6. Prepare some mindless entertainment. 7. Get in sync with your partner. And 8. Take advantage of life before baby. After enduring a 5-year struggle with infertility, I was in total awe of my body when I finally did get pregnant. Although I endured 6 months of horrible morning sickness, which lasted all day long, once I got to the finish line and was well into my last trimester, I felt amazing. I was excited to prepare for my baby's grand arrival. Of course, there were difficult stretches when I was physically uncomfortable and exhausted. I was also an emotional wreck, wondering how was I going to manage to have a brand new baby along with my adopted 12-month-old. But with each subsequent baby, I got wiser and learned to go with the flow. The last month of pregnancy can be a special time for both you and your partner. It's also a terrific time to get your home and your emotional mindset in order. Here are 8 smart tips to help you coast through the last weeks of pregnancy. 1. Embrace the power nap. Getting physically comfy during the last month of pregnancy is a challenge. Between your bulging belly, the need to frequently urinate, and the overall fatigue, it's not easy to cozy up in bed and grab a decent night's sleep. Every mom-to-be will navigate her sleep routine to the best of her ability. Even if you're not catching 8 hours of Z's during your last month of pregnancy, take advantage of other opportunities throughout your day to relax your body. I was, and still am, a big fan of power naps. Research shows that a 20 to 60 minute nap can not only boost your mood and revive your energy, but it can also improve your reaction time and reasoning skills. Drift off for this small snippet of time and rest your weary pregnant body. Power naps are great for moms-to-be. They'll also be a valuable tool once your baby arrives and you adjust to those newborn-induced sleepless nights. Sleep when your baby sleeps is advice every new mom should take to heart. Here's a quick tip for you. Another smart option to get yourself into a peaceful state is practicing guided meditation. There are dozens of apps available. My daughter, now a new mom, and her friends love Expectful. It's an app created for pregnant women, new moms, and women that are just embarking on their fertility journeys. Next, cook ahead and stock your freezer. When I delivered our first child, many generous neighbors and friends came by with meals like lasagna, chicken pot pie, homemade mac and cheese, and other delicious hearty dinners. We received enough meals that I was able to freeze some for the next few weeks. When I had my second baby, I decided that I would make some casseroles and some stews and other freezer-friendly meals in advance so that I wouldn't have to worry about cooking for the first couple of weeks with the newborn. Take advantage of this time in your pregnancy to stock your pantry with pasta, canned soups, and other staples that will make your life easier when you're navigating those tiring newborn days. I always enlisted a friend or family member to help me cook about 10 meals that I could freeze during those last couple of weeks, and then I'd return the favor when necessary. Not only was it productive, but it was also a lot of fun, and we made some great memories. Number 3, simplify newborn essentials. I can vividly recall when we found out our adoption was going forward and we would finally become parents. A birth mother had chosen us and our daughter would be born in less than a week. Talk about exciting news, and yet it was overwhelming at the same time. I had dreamt of becoming a mom for over 5 years, and those dreams, well, they included visions of all the super sweet baby paraphernalia that I'd be purchasing. I wanted matching pastel everything. I had to have the latest and most fashionable accessories, gadgets, adorable clothing ensembles, and anything else baby-related. I figured anyone who was about to become a mom would shop for all kinds of fabulous baby goodies. Wow, was I ever wrong. I didn't need over half of what I purchased while I was exuberantly preparing for my first baby. I'll chalk it up to not only being inexperienced, but also swept away by how precious newborn baby gear is. At this point in your pregnancy, you may have had a baby shower and received lots of fantastic gifts for your bundle of joy. If you're still trying to fill in the gap and need to stay on a budget, check out this wonderful video, Preparing for the Baby, Newborn Essentials on a Budget. This veteran mom of 8 babies here, I approve so many of these money-saving tips. Just head over to my page at www.quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy to check it out. Next up, feather your nest. Nesting is a common sign that childbirth is coming. Some women get a burst of third trimester energy and the urge to clean out the fridge or organize the space under the kitchen sink right now. Nesting is common. 73% of pregnant women in a BabyCenter.com poll experience the urge to nest in some fashion. My episode, 5 Great Ways to Harness Your Pregnancy Nesting Superpower, shares some fun and easy tips to help you rock the stage of your last month, including my favorite, embrace your creative side. I've always been one to enjoy arts and crafts projects, but each time I was pregnant, my interest skyrocketed. I can thank Pregnancy Nesting for allowing me to fall in love with decoupage. I created a whimsical gallery of my family's favorite photos in our bedroom hallway. I also went overboard cleaning and organizing everything from our toothbrush holders to the Christmas ornaments in storage. I always used nesting to my advantage to get things as organized and ready for baby so that everything was done by the time we came home from the hospital. If you have the urge to cook, clean, paint, decorate, or even take on a home project you usually wouldn't tackle, and if you don't have any physical restrictions other than not seeing your toes, then go for it. When you come home with baby, you look around at your late pregnancy efforts and feel content and satisfied. Number 5. Surprise siblings with a gift from the new baby. When we had our second baby, I started a tradition, picking out a little surprise for the new big brother or big sister, which was a gift to them from their new baby sibling. I always did this during my last month of pregnancy, and then I brought the gift to the hospital with me when I went into labor. Then, when the older siblings came to meet their new brother or sister for the first time, we'd give them the gift from the baby. Oh, my kids love this, and it helped a small bit with sibling jealousy.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
6. Prepare some mindless entertainment. Newborns are not only adorable, cuddly, precious, and sweet, they're also hungry. Most newborns eat every 2 to 3 hours, or 8 to 12 times every 24 hours. And if you're breastfeeding, oh, it can seem like you're nursing 24/7, especially during your baby's first weeks. So now's the perfect time to prepare for these endless stretches of lounging in your glider rocker. Check out Netflix to see what series you want to binge while nursing, and queue up your favorite podcasts or books on tape. When you settle in for hours of relaxing feeding time, you can have entertainment at the ready. Next, get in sync with your partner. This is a great time to get in sync with your partner so he understands your needs. Some days you may need a loving back rub or a hug and reassurance that everything's going to be fine. Other days, you may not want to be in the same room as your spouse, and that's okay too. The key is to communicate lovingly with your partner so he'll know how to comfort you and when to give you some space. The popular What to Expect blog has some helpful tips for dads-to-be. Their article, 5 Things Every Partner Should Do for a Mom-to-Be, is great, and most women will appreciate their suggestions about how to have dad pitch in. The article states, she's not only dog tired these days, she's emotionally vulnerable too. So go the extra mile. Pitch in more than you usually do with household chores. And by all means, don't forget she's a woman. Tell her she looks good when she leaves in the morning. Give her tummy an affectionate pat when she walks by. Or offer her a shoulder massage. You'll get big brownie points for that. And if this is your first baby, this will be the last few weeks of alone time as a couple for a while. Enjoy as many quiet moments together as possible. It's time you'll never get back, so spend bonding and connecting as you get excited for baby's arrival. And tip number 8, take advantage of life before baby. I cared for 8 newborn babies over the past 2 decades. And I can honestly tell you that every time I came home from the hospital, I was amazed at how much I had forgotten about the work and care a new baby requires during those first few weeks. It was exhausting and sometimes brutal to get through a stretch of weeks with little or no sleep, all while recovering physically from the stresses of labor and delivery. Never mind having to care for older siblings on top of that. That's why I always try to appreciate those last few moments of being pregnant. These last few weeks are a time to marvel at your amazing body. Enjoy feeling the baby kick and move, and relish some quiet time for yourself. When your new baby comes, of course, it'll be incredible, but right now is also a time to celebrate your life before that change. And a quick tip. My husband was always supportive, fun, and extremely thoughtful with each of my pregnancies. I used some of the quiet time before the baby was born to write him a letter of appreciation. It was always a special moment for us when he would receive and read these heartfelt notes, which I now keep in each child's baby journal. Before I wrap up this episode, I have one more special surprise for you. 2020, as we know, has changed all the rules. Our team at Quick and Dirty Tips is here to support you and help you adapt. I've asked nutrition diva Monica Reinagel, a registered dietitian, to answer some of the common nutrition questions that parents are asking when it comes to providing healthy and nourishing food choices for kids during the virtual school day. This week's question is one I can relate to. It's, my kids seem to drink more milk at school because those cute-sized cartons are just right, and they can also choose flavored milk. I'm having no luck getting them to drink milk at home. So should I force the issue, or can I substitute other dairy products that will still benefit them?
Well, we definitely don't want kids shunning milk in favor of sweetened beverages or fruit juice. So I would suggest treating flavored milk, sweetened beverages, and even juice drinks as occasional treats. For regular meals and snacks, kids should really be offered either unflavored milk or water. And if they choose water, that's not a big deal. Kids don't have to drink cow's milk in order to get the nutrients they need. But in the traditional American diet, milk is a primary source of calcium and vitamin D for kids especially. So if your kids aren't drinking milk, you would just want to be sure that they're getting those nutrients from other foods. And yes, some dairy products can help. Things like yogurt, cottage cheese, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese, they can help make up that difference. Just check the labels and look for brands that are fortified with vitamin D, because vitamin D doesn't occur naturally in milk. It's always added. And you know what? Non-dairy alternatives, things made from soy or other plant-based ingredients, they can also fill that gap if they have calcium and vitamin D added. And most of them do, but just check the labels to make sure that they've been fortified.
Thanks, Monica. That's it for this week. And stay tuned for more bonus tips in upcoming episodes in the weeks to come. What keeps you focused during your last month of pregnancy? Join the conversation and share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can interact with me on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com and listen and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. As always, thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me next week when we talk about how to handle your boy crazy tween and teen. Because some girls tend to like boys a whole lot, and we moms just have to step back and take a balanced look at how to deal with that reality. Enjoy the rest of your week, and until next time, happy parenting.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on everything for your next project. Now at Menards. Spring is here, meaning time for outdoor projects. Cabot Australian Timber Oil is perfect for decks, siding, and outdoor furniture while providing maximum penetration, durability, and water repellency. Save big money on Cabot exterior stains to get your staining project started today. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.